The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra continues its tribute to composer John Adams this week with his piece, The Chairman Dances. It's subtitled A Foxtrot for Orchestra. The program also includes Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 and the Symphony No. 5 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Music director Robert Spanner spoke with me about the program. Opening with The Chairman Dances, and then the Shostakovich Fifth, we have some kind of totalitarian dictator theme. Is that the leitmotif of that program?
Well, they certainly are related in that way. I think more musically, the motivation wanting to put a John Adams piece there was that the Chairman Dances has a certain lightness and grace about it. And it seemed a perfect way to set up the Mozart concerto that follows it. We're very fortunate to have Peđa Muzijević returning to play the Mozart. He's a marvelous musician. He's Baryshnikov's music director at the Baryshnikov Center in New York. And he works a lot with dancers, playing for dancers. But he also is a very well-informed with old instruments, having played many times on forte pianos and 18th and 19th century instruments. And I think it's brought a kind of stylistic sensitivity and historical awareness that makes his playing of Mozart very, very special.
You mentioned that the John Adams sets up the Mozart well. It's called A Foxtrot for Orchestra. Is this Mozart 22nd Piano Concerto, do you think of it as especially lilting?
No, but I think that the most salient feature of Mozart's musical language is a kind of clarity. And even the most, and he said this about his own music, even the most extreme emotional passages in his music are always expressed with some kind of artifice. You can never do anything ugly in Mozart. You can in Beethoven. In fact, you should sometimes. But that was outside of Mozart's aesthetic. Everything can be, as he put it, everything can be expressed, but needs to be expressed through the integrity of that aesthetic language.
Yeah, didn't he say, above all else, music must be beautiful?
Yes, exactly.
The Shostakovich Fifth is such a monumental work, and there is so much attached to it. His being under house arrest, and you'd think that would be enough, and the scherzo seeming to crack this whip with, didn't he say, it's as if they're saying, you will be joyous, you will be joyous. And yet, there's still controversy. Stuff still being written about where Shostakovich's motives were. You know, I don't understand why people just won't accept the enormity of what he lived through. And he had to do certain things to eat and stay alive and make sure his family wasn't harmed. But why not trust his memoirs? Where are you on that?
For me, it's a matter of how people appreciate anything. And I think we all appreciate things in different ways. And we, within one person, we appreciate different things in different ways. And I think there are people who benefit or whose appreciation is deepened by knowing more about something rather than engaging in the direct experience of it. Or the direct experience of it is informed and enhanced and made more enjoyable by what they know about it. And I think there are other people for whom that's absolutely unimportant. In fact, it can be a distraction or something that diminishes their ability to appreciate it in the moment. I think that the notion of having knowledge around the appreciation of any given art form or piece of art or piece of music is initially motivated by just liking it. When I think about my own experience with, I'm not terribly educated around the world of visual art, but I know that when something attracts my interest or speaks to me emotionally or just hits me in the gut, then I want to know more about it. Then I want to know who the artist is. And then I want to, all those things that surround artistic works in the sense of historical information and other information becomes interesting to me after I'm interested in the thing itself first. That's just my own experience. And I think that I'm not so unusual in that sense. We tend to want to know more about something that we're innately interested in.
So with the Shostakovich Fifth?
I think it's absolutely a masterpiece if you know nothing about his life or the Soviet Union or anything else. And I know there are people who disagree with me on that quite strongly. They think it's very important to know the circumstances under which he wrote it, under which he lived, to catch the kinds of political meanings in the work and the sarcasm in the work, the cynicism even in the work. But I don't think that's true. I think Tchaikovsky often had programmatic ideas around his music that he didn't want shared with the public necessarily. He wrote that wonderful letter to Madame von Mecca about the Fourth Symphony, which I, as an interpreter, find really insightful and helpful to getting inside that score. But he didn't think it was important for the public to know that. In fact, he didn't really want the public to know that. He felt that it should be appreciated on its own musical merit. Quite opposite from Berlioz, who with the Symphonie Fantastique wanted that his literary program for the symphony to be in everybody's hands to appreciate the symphony. Shostakovich is somewhere in the middle of all that, given that we have the memoirs, we have his later thoughts around this music. To what extent he thought it was important for people to know all of these things to appreciate his music, I don't think it was terribly important to him. And I know as a composer myself, I often am pouring all kinds of personal content into the music that, for me, it's not important for anyone else to know. And really, then the music exists for people to appreciate in whatever way that they do. I don't think it's wrong to experience the end of Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony as triumph as a listener, even though we know that's not quite what he meant as a composer.